Welcome to Pray Today. Jesus says in Matthew 6, starting with the 31st verse, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Now here's the kicker, verse 33 and 34. "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Let's go back to those last two verses. And I believe that Jesus is telling us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then he will provide exactly what we need. So in essence, what Jesus is saying here is that we are to replace our worry with our righteousness. So seeking God's righteousness, working on being closer to him, replacing worry. And what's cool here is when we choose not to worry, we are doing what he asks us to do, to not worry. Now, what about those things that are so pressing, so overwhelming, so important, so emergent that we can't help but worry? I think that there is something here in verse 34 for us during those times, because let's just be honest, for any of us to never worry again is a tall order that I think almost everyone exclusively will never reach. But it says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." There's an old song that was sung, and I remember it growing up in an old-fashioned church. And the song was "One Day at a Time." And it says, "One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you." And I want to think about this. There are things coming up this week that I could so easily worry about. There are specific things I can think of that I could worry about. And then there's worries of today. Those things today that are pressing that I'm tempted to struggle worrying about. And what I need to do is focus on the worries of today, because each day has enough trouble of its own. We cannot live in the future of things that might or could or will happen. And let's be honest, so many of the stories that we tell ourselves are the worst case scenarios of what could happen. So let's be able to recognize those times that we are really going to the worst case scenario instead of trusting God. So let's do this. Let's replace worry with righteousness. And then when it's inevitable that we worry and we just can't help it, let's make a commitment that we're going to worry about today and today only. Let's pray. God, worry is a part of this life, and we live in such a stress-filled, pain-filled, sickness-filled, death-filled, anxiety-filled world. And Lord, we look forward to heaven where there's no worry. But in the meantime, Lord, we know that there will be things for all of us that we're tempted to worry about. Lord, would you remind us that we are to replace our worry with seeking your kingdom and your righteousness, because all these things will be given to us, that you will provide for us, not always what we want, but always what we need. And Lord, you have eternity in mind, and I often don't, and that makes it hard to accept things that I worry about. God, would you help us today to only worry about today, to not allow ourselves to go into the future with those worst case scenarios. Would you remind us that you're sovereign, that you're in control, and that your Holy Spirit lives within us, that we're not alone, but we always have you with us. And because of that, it brings so much comfort. But we oftentimes forget that. Remind us, Holy Spirit, that you're with us always to guide and protect and to give us, Lord, what exactly what we need. In Jesus' name.